Well, we welcome back to the program. He is the manager of our Canterbury Men's Interprovincial Golf Team. We spoke to Mike Taylor at the end of October when his side were involved in the South Island Interprovincials. Next week, at the end of next week, they are up to the Nationals. It's where the big titles are won. And Mike, thanks for coming back on air with us.
Not a problem, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
So one of the things that we talked about, as I recall, was the finalising of who was going to make up the Canterbury team, the golf team, for this year's Interprovincials, and it was a tough job.
It was a very tough job. Yeah, we had a few issues trying to pick the last few players, but we come to a squad, and we're very happy with Kazuma Kabori. He's playing our number one. He's New Zealand number one rep. It's a perfect spot for him. We have Dominic Brett Kelly at number two in his third Interprovincials. Then we roll into Reid Hilton, our captain. He's been, this is his seventh Interprovincial and been to everyone through. Sam McGill, new fella on the block. It's his first Interprovincial. Went through unbeaten through the Woodward Cup season, so he's in pretty good form. And then we roll into the stalwart, Andrew Green, his 14th Interprovincial. He's played a total of 68 matches during that, so he's at number five. And then we have our reserve, Yuki Meyer, as his first Interprovincial and a young, real young up-and-comer for the future. We're also taking young Cooper Moore as our non-playing reserve just to get the experience of being away with the team for the whole week. He'll be caddying and probably for a bit for Andrew and Kazuma maybe, learning a lot from the experienced guys to see how it goes ahead.
Oh, fantastic. So how would you rate this team compared to other Canterbury teams of the past?
Oh, it's a very strong team. Very strong. We've always put a very strong team in, and I think this is one of the best as well we've had in a long time. We have a very good, like a family atmosphere. They're all mates, and we're all getting well together, and it's just a very good atmosphere to be in.
So you're going up to Tauranga, and I think there are a couple of golf courses up there that you're playing at. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We have, most of our games are at Omanu, which we don't know much about. We haven't, none of us have really played there. Andrew's the only one that's played, so we'll spend one of our practice rounds is there, and it's we will be 8 or 9 hours there practicing and learning where to hit it, where not to hit it, how to read the greens a bit more. And we also have Tauranga, which is a little bit easier because a lot of the guys have played there. They play the Karras Tauranga Open there, so a lot of guys have played that. So that probably won't be as demanding to learn.
When you consider who your opposition is, and it comes from all around New Zealand clearly, who is your biggest challenge, do you think?
There's a few. I think we're a challenge for everyone. Also, I think Auckland, always very strong. Wellington, always very strong. And probably the finalists that won last year, Taranaki and Waikato as well. They're very strong sides. Most of those guys are actually in our pool.
Oh, yeah, tough.
Not Wellington. We have a very tough pool. The three winners from the last 3 years are in our pool, so it's quite a tough group to get out of, but that's in some ways good. You've got to beat the best guys to win it.
Oh, you absolutely do, and remembering that Canterbury won it 2 years, mind you, there was a bit of a drought between the last one before that, but, you know, you've got that form on your side.
We have, and that's where the experienced guys know how to get through those rounds to get to that final day, and then know how to get through the final day as well. Because it's a tough week. You play with your practice round, 10 rounds of golf in like 7 days, so it's fairly physically and mentally demanding.
Absolutely, and you know, it is the national championship, so you know, it has to be. So how many of your players were in that title-winning team 2 years ago?
Three, Kazuma and Reid Hilton and Andrew Green.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. And when does it actually start, exactly which day?
We fly up Saturday. We have two practice rounds, Sunday, Monday, and then the competition actually starts Tuesday morning.
Is it this Tuesday morning coming?
Next Tuesday.
So we're a week away?
Yes, the 6th of December.
Right, okay. Oh, well, look, it's exciting, isn't it, that it all culminates, especially at this time of the year, and it's just so much to look forward to.
It isn't. The guys get to the point now where they want to get there and play. We've done all our prep, a lot of our prep and stuff, and now it's like, let's go. We're ready to go.
Have you got a favourite team in the FIFA Men's World Cup, Mike?
I actually like Spain. I watch a bit of their football on Sky myself, so I follow them a bit, yeah.
They had a good first-up win.
Oh, they did indeed, yes. I struggle to get up in the morning sometimes. I'm watching the football too late at night.
Oh, gosh, we're all guilty of that. Yep. Okay, yeah. We'll look forward to following it, getting the results, collating them. All we can do here at Newstalk ZB is wish you all the very best, Mike Taylor.
Thank you, Leslie.
And please pass on our best to your whole team. That's fantastic.
I will do. Thanks very much.